Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. As we know that, that's Antonia Lawrence, our theme song, The Power of a Woman. You can purchase that single on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Let me tell you a little about our sponsors. We have Mobile Flyers. The Mobile Flyer is a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone. Does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. It brings mobile marketing not just to the present, but also far into the future. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobiFlyers.mobi, MobiFlyers.mobi. Coming to Atlanta. Coming to Atlanta, host Pastor Val Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps. April 30th through May 2nd, please visit the website at diamondwomensconference.com. That's diamondwomensconference.com. March 19th through March 22nd, Women of Power Women's Weekend. It's a matter of the heart. Proverbs 4 and 23, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. For more information, visit women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. But more of our sponsors a little later. I'm excited. I've been so looking forward to this interview with Tara Bennett Smith. She's a writer, producer, director. She's an award-winning film and stage director and producer. Her extensive credits are too numerous to mention. She's directed music videos, TV pilot presentations, documentaries, commercials, and feature films. She's worked with Oscar nominees Taraji P. Henson, Oscar nominee Angela Bassett, Pulitzer Prize winner Beth Henley, Screen Actors Guild Award winner Matthew St. Patrick, Michael Chiklis, and Robin Givens. She wrote and directed the critically lauded musical Dick and Don's Fabulous 60s Show. Her film directing debut was on the feature Flip the Script. She's currently working on the film No More in support and awareness of abuse. She's also a partner at White Orange Movies, an empowering media program for teens. She spent years in front of the camera as an actress and has appeared on several television sitcoms, including a recurring role on General Hospital. She was also a recording artist on RCA as part of the girl group Altitude. Currently co-host of a new talk show, Gwen Talks, scheduled to launch in 2015. The mother of three also gives back by supporting meaningful cause. Most recently, the We Win Foundation in support of Lupus. Please welcome to the Walking Empire Blog Talk Radio stage, Tara Bennett Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chit-chat with you a little bit here.
That sounds great. I'm so glad to have you. Thank you so much for being a part of Walking Empire this morning. And we're looking forward to just getting to know you and what you're doing in this vast world of media. I know I said a lot, but tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, I'm a native New Yorker, and I started out doing a lot of theater, you know, in New York. For the most part, a lot of us are triple threats, so you sing, you act, you dance. And I did a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I've done Broadway. And then I didn't do much television there because at the time it wasn't that much, but I did a lot of stage and commercials. That was where I did my first couple of national commercials. And I always had a desire to be a recording artist. So around the age of 19, my godfather, myself, and a friend, we decided to launch our own record label. So that was kind of the beginning of my entrepreneurship kind of, you know, self. And we launched this label, and we went into the studio, and we launched it basically for me. So I got to tour Europe and did a lot of the tri-state area performances, but the highlight was actually going out to Europe. And the funniest thing is just recently, and I'm sidebarring here, I was on Facebook, and a gentleman had Facebooked me and said, "Hey, are you Tara that sang this particular song?" And I was like, "How did you hear about that song?" Because the song didn't do anything really outside of some local touring and going overseas. And someone had sold him a copy of the song on the label, and I Googled it, and it has been selling everywhere, Japan, all these other countries. The song, so all these years, because this was back in the, I guess, the late 80s, it was selling. So the song has been this kind of underground hit. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, and so anyway, so going back.
That's amazing.
So I know it's amazing and it's crazy, and we make absolutely no money on it. That's the other part about it. But
that's,
you know,
the crazy part,
That's the crazy part, that, you know, it's on the same label of the record label that we started. And he said, "Oh, yeah, I purchased a copy of this several years ago, and I just liked it," you know, because he collects old records. Anyway, so, you know, I decided I wanted to, I had a management company as well at the time. And we came out to L.A. for 2 weeks to promote some of our clients. And that's what I did. I came out with my partner. And because I was an actress as well, I couldn't run around with him. So I just kind of hung out in the hotel. And New Yorkers, we have this thing about L.A. where we don't really care for it, but we don't really know why. It's just kind of a known fact that we don't like L.A., you know. And so my first week there, I did not like L.A. because I wasn't supposed to like L.A. But really, I loved L.A. at the time because the weather was so beautiful and the palm trees. And I remember getting off the airplane going, "Oh, my God, I could live here." So it was in January, and it was warm as hell. So I came out. No, I think this was like closer to the end of the year. So I came out. I went back home. I packed up, and then I moved back to L.A. And then within 2 weeks, I got my first agent. And I had decided I wanted to sing again. So I answered an ad in, I think it was Music Connection magazine. And that's when I heard about the group that I ended up being in, Altitude. And I auditioned for them. And it just kind of snowballed. You know, the first actual thing I did was I was moving from New York to try to get away from theater. And I had the first two things, of course, I did was theater. And then from there, I did my first pilot, which was a spinoff for The Facts of Life. It didn't go, but, you know, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. But what started to happen was I started to, you know, I was one of those people that when anyone said, "Hey, you should do this," I would just do it. Even if I didn't know how to do it, you know, I never had done it before, I would just figure it out. So that's how I got into directing, because I was being interviewed once, and I still have the interview, and someone had asked me, "Would I ever direct?" And my thing was, "Oh, no, absolutely not. I don't ever, that's not me. I don't ever see myself directing." And obviously, I didn't know what I was talking about. So it just kind of snowballed from there, directing first and then, you know, writing. I wouldn't call myself a writer first. I write when I have ideas, but I don't write just to write. I don't have a passion for it like that. If something comes through me to write, then I write it. But if you tell me to sit down and write something, I go kicking and screaming. But directing, producing, and empowering young people and women are my passion. As far as being in front of the camera, you know, anything in front of the camera I love. But behind the camera, I would say I'm a director or producer. Those can interchange. Writer, actress, writer, actress, performer, writer. That's kind of how it goes. And that's what I do. So
well,
that's
your
kind
company,
of my overall
art. What exactly is Royal One Entertainment? I mean, is it?
Okay, Royal One is a management production company. And how the company started was I had an empowerment arts conservatory for kids. And what we did was in the morning we had classes, theater, we had acting classes, singing and dance, and we trained the kids in that. And then the afternoons we taught them the business side of the business, where they would form little what we called units. And in the units, they were either writers or directors or producers, or they learned audiovisual. So they learned the business of the business to put on a production. So they learned the front of the camera and behind the camera because, you know, it's show business. It's not just show. And a lot of kids are so enamored by what this is, you know, oh, I just want to be a star. Oh, I just want people to know me. And they don't really understand the level of work that goes into becoming a star in front of the camera, and that you don't always become that thing, you know. Otherwise, there'd be a whole lot of stars out. They're more working, non-working actors than there are, you know, faces that people know. So our goal was to show them the business, teach them the business so that you can always find employment within the business and you might find another passion besides if the acting doesn't work out or if the singing or whatever that is. But the other idea was that you never know. Sometimes you think this is what you want, but until you're introduced to it, you might find that, you know, I really love the set designing. I really love drawing sets. And that takes you over to architecture, you know, or I love public speaking. I love the idea of when I got up in front of people. And that may take you over to journalism or writing. And so when we had the school, when the school closed, I went out and started doing community service where I would go to parks and teach theater. And I found a lot of little gems in the parks, you know, that parents, you know, had no idea how to get their kids involved in the business. So I would set them up with agents and managers. At the time, I still didn't have my company yet, but at the time, when I had my school, four of the girls there, one being my daughter, were singers. And so they wanted to sing together, so I was kind of guiding them along. And that turned into a group that kind of disbanded, but two of the girls, my daughter and another young lady named Leah, who I still manage, they still wanted to sing. So I formed another group, which was called POV. And they were all kind of getting to college age at this point. I had them since they were 13 and 12. So they're getting to college point, and I told them, I said, you know, this is not about becoming stars. I said, if that happens, that's icing on the cake. I said, this is really about empowering you. What do you learn? How does this advance you forward? Because everything that you do can lead to something else. It doesn't always mean just being in front of the camera and being fabulous. Being in front of the camera builds confidence. You know, when you walk into a room, how do you walk into a room? How do you interview? You know, all of those things tie into everyday life. So I say all that to say, my daughter's a prime example. She was, you know, she was never the lead singer of the group, but she was always the lead speaker because she was very articulate and she was really quick with handling interviews. So now she's at Syracuse Newhouse, which is like the Harvard for broadcast journalism. She has her own show. She's been interviewing on red carpet. She's interviewed so many different high-powered people, and she's now launching her own radio show. She's launching another network for girls. So she's taken that, what she's learned from music and performing, and has turned that into something that works for her, but she no longer wants to be a singer. So that was the purpose of the school, is to empower young people to find other avenues, you know, that may work for them. And so right now my company manages a lot of young people because that's how the company was born, because my husband said, instead of you finding these little gems at the park and giving them to other agents, why don't you manage them? So it started out being a company just for young people, and then when my friends started leaving their managers or agents saying, hey, why don't you rep me? So now I have actually more adults than I have young people. So I'm rebuilding my young roster again. So we have that side of management. We have the side of production where I do still produce projects and, you know, also for my clients. I've been able to get certain clients SAG eligible, you know, get them in the union by producing projects to help them move forward, as well as, you know, building their resume, building their reel. And the other thing I do is I have a mentorship program within my company. So if you have an idea for business, and this is for young people, we help you get that business started right away. You don't have to wait till you come out of college. I have a young girl who wants to be a publicist, And so we helped her start her public, you know, she had an idea, and I gave her clients and, you know, helped her launch her PR firm. My young boys who have a film festival, they're filmmakers. They're now, they just turned 16. They have a film festival. This will be their second year in their film festival. And then next year their film festival is going to Hawaii. So helping them build their business. I have, of course, my daughter. I mean, you're going to start at home because it's easier at home. You know, she's a talk show host, and she has her diversified chocolate company, which empowers young girls, brown girls of all nationalities, whether you're Indian, Asian, anyone that has issues with, you know, the light dark issue. And she brings them together with young men, and they really sit and talk and try to find solutions on how to feel good about being brown. And, you know, because there's a whole epidemic on creaming, you know, lightening skin tone. So she has that in her talk show. And then I have another young lady named Leah who I still work with. So that's kind of what my company does. And then I have a company, White Orange Entertainment. And I'm sure you were going to ask me that, but I'll just jump into it.
Let's talk about White Orange Entertainment when we come back. We're going to hear a little bit from my sponsors. And then we'll come back with Tara Bennett Smith, and she's going to tell us more about White Orange Entertainment.
Okay.
Stay right there.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
We're here with Tara Bennett Smith, writer, producer, director, and she's sharing with us so many areas of great, great work that she's doing. Tara, you were preparing to tell us more about White Orange. Tell us about that, please.
Well, White Orange Entertainment is a film empowerment company. Basically, we teach young people filmmaking. And from beginning to end, they produce, direct, write, and their films. And they meet twice a week. We just had a meeting last night. And they're just now really professional filmmakers. And that's kind of what it is, you know. We're getting ready to launch a program where I can't really talk about it yet, but we're doing some global filmmaking ventures, you know, with them as well. So that's what it is. We started out about 20 kids. Then we narrowed down to the top 10 who are really serious about filmmaking, and those are the ones we take into the professional world where they link up with organizations. They did a PSA for, what is Ron's last name? He has an organization called They Can't Talk, But We Can,
uh-huh.
for his son, Aaron Thatcher, who was, who died while he was in school. He had muscular dystrophy, and they directed, produced, and edited the PSA with one of the women from Betty White's Off Their Rocker. So she was the star of it. So they do things like that. They do community service projects. They also do films
right.
that they submit to film festivals. So, yeah, that's what White Orange is.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. I've heard you saying in many of your sentences this morning, you do a lot of mentoring and a lot of hands-on caring for our youth. Why is that so important to you?
You know, I think that being a mother,
mm-hmm.
first, I think it started with me wanting to be the best mother for my children. And that took a lot of me
mm-hmm.
being the best person for myself. So that took a lot of inner work, a lot of growth, a lot of, you know, I opted not to have children very early, you know, where my friends were having them at 20, 21. I waited because
uh-huh.
I realized I had self-work to do first.
Uh-huh.
And after doing that and really being what is the word I'm looking for? Being there for my kids in a way that teaches them, being an example. That the more
mm-hmm.
their friends came around, I became an example to their friends. And I started to see, like through my daughter, how their friends would ask her to ask me advice. Which became, you know, for me, that was like, wow, that's really special. Because my daughter and I talk, she's at school, we talk 50,000 times a day. And when I tell you about everything, about everything. And
mm-hmm.
I'm the person that she calls for advice, which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
you know, at her age, you know, because the relationship, the listening, the trust is there. And so doing the work on myself, I think, enabled me to have and gain trust in other young people. And you can tell that they listen when they sit up on the edge of their seats when you're talking. And they, you know, you can
right.
feel the energy leaving you going into them and them getting excited about just a venture. And one young girl told me, she said, every time you speak, I feel like I want to go and do it now. I want to
mm-hmm.
try it better. I want to. So I think that was the beginning of it, realizing that there's something that you possess that can serve a purpose in others. And that what is my purpose here if I'm not doing or giving? You know, what am I here to do? Just to be, just to be fabulous? You know what I'm saying? Just to
right.
Show who I am as opposed to give parts of what I am so that that can carry on. And it has nothing to do with me at that point. You know, you don't have to turn
right.
back and say, oh, look what Tara did for me. It's not about me at that point. It's about now you taking it and then you going, let me see where I can take this. And we each pay it forward. So that became, the first time I directed, I thought it was going to
mm-hmm.
be very hard for me because I was always in front of the camera. And, you know, and I always got great reviews. It was like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know how it was going to be being in the background. But I remember
mm-hmm.
the first time I stood in the back of the theater and at the end of the show, I watched all of the people get their accolades, but no one came over to me. And
mm-hmm.
at first it was awkward, but as I watched, I got really excited that I was instrumental in making other people feel really good.
That's it.
And no
That's
one
it.
Even knew that I had, you know, they knew it, but they wouldn't, I was not the focus at
the
that
focus,
point.
Right.
And they were, yeah, and mm-hmm. it made me happy. I was like, wow, just being on the back and watching people smile. When people say, you know, if you want to really feel the joy, give, it is so true. Because the more I gave, the more I felt like my purpose made more sense than just trying to get the next television gig or, you know, being on Soul Train and all this other things. And actually, Soul Train was one of the highlights of my career. Being interviewed by Donna
mm-hmm.
Fields, you know,
sure.
you look at the points and you go, Soul Train, wow,
yeah.
I have to perform on Soul Train, you know. But anyway, those things almost don't mean as much as watching someone else that you see this young person smile and, you know, that just, so I am driven by that now. You know, I don't have to put my name on something everyone does. You know, I put my name on things that I do. You know, I don't have
right.
to associate
right.
every time, you know, oh, BJ and I are doing something. Oh, but it's Tara Bennett Smith. You know, I don't need to do that
right.
because I have enough of my own thing. I'm just excited that you are now taking steps to realize your dream.
True.
Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And it puts things into perspective, too. This has been an awesome, awesome time, and I'm just really enjoying, and I know our audience is, looking forward to some meeting some of your clients and colleagues that you'll be bringing. I want, and that's why I wanted to introduce you to our listening audience. Partnering with you and teaming up with you, it's going to be royal. It's going to be royal. So I just want
to thank
sure
you very much.
We're excited. We're looking forward to it, and we know that what you're doing is so impactful. It's so impactful. I've really enjoyed it. For the first time you and I spoke, and I could hear the energy in your voice when you spoke of the different areas that you're working in. But it kept going back to the mentoring. It kept going back to that, and I was like, wow, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. We got about 3 minutes. If you could tell us something briefly, what you would like or what do you think you could do to make a difference in the world, what would that be?
Well, I think part of it, number one for me, empowering young girls. Women, you know, women, we are leaders, and sometimes we don't know it. I think empowering young girls, of course, empowering young people, helping women. I'm very passionate about women in general. And being of service. And you know what? I also love to do what I do, just doing, continuing doing what I do, which kind of encompasses all of that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just say continuing being, having the opportunity to continue doing what I'm doing, to be of service and to stay healthy, happy, and wake up every morning because, you know, once I do that, everything else is profit. You know,
everything
I wake up, everything
profit.
Else is profit. You know, and then
How can our audience get in touch with you? You want to give any contact information?
Yeah.
Social media
My website for Royal One is Royal, R-O-Y-A-L, the number one, entertainment.com. So that's Royal, the number one, it's not spelled out, entertainment.com. You can email me through there. And then I have whiteorangemovies.com. And, yeah, I'm on all of the social media pages, but you can hit me on the website, and that'll take you to wherever else I am. That's probably the best way.
Well, thank you so much, Tara. I'm looking forward to having you back again. I'm looking forward to this great partnership, and I'm thankful. I must say I'm very thankful that there are people in the world.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it, and I look forward to, you know, when we come out to Atlanta, hopefully, in the next few months. Maybe we can come back on
most
and talk
definitely.
About that great event that's coming out there.
Sounds good.
All righty.
Well, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. We look forward to having you as our guest. Please connect with us on Facebook, Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio, or Twitter, Walking in Power, the number one. Walking in Power, the number one. And we look forward to having you. So whatever you do, wherever you go, always power.